We check in each month with music maestros in public radio. Here's a sample of what they're currently playing in heavy rotation.
I'm Bill DeVille, one of the DJs at The Current in St. Paul, Minnesota. And my pick is a song called Time Don't Wait. It's from Marty Stewart and the Fabulous Superlatives.
The big bright moon is shining.
Marty has this great new album called Way Out West, and he likes to call it his love letter to the West, where he pays tribute to a lot of the stuff he grew up with and heard as a kid. He was a big fan of surf guitars and Buck Owens and Merle Haggard. He calls it his psychedelic twang-filled journey through the Mojave Desert. One of the bands he loved when he was growing up as a kid was the Byrds. And on this one, it's kind of a nod to the Byrds. This track is just awesome. It just really takes you back to a different time and place. And Marty's so good at doing that.
My name is Amy Miller. I'm the program director at KXT in Dallas, Texas.
Fire.
And the song I picked today is Fire by Beth Ditto.
Bless my soul, that's the way.
The song Fire opens with a really catchy guitar line.
Bless my soul, I can't resist.
And then all of a sudden, right there, that's where it kicks in. And that's when that moment hit, when I heard that song, it just really had an effect on me. And those types of dynamics, I mean, they're just so powerful in songs. When you get to that build up, you wait for it, and then it pays off with the chorus.
Get up, if you want my one.
And her band Gossip, they were together for 17 years. They formed in 1999. They just broke up last year. So I think when that happens for musicians and they go solo, a lot of their fans are really anxious to see where they go with their songwriting. I think this is one of the best things we've heard from Beth.
I'm Sean Cannon, host of The Guest List on Louisville Public Media, and my pick for heavy rotation is Shine a Light from Shabazz Palaces. I guess you could call it a fuzzy, psychedelic, space soul ballad. It's hard to talk about Shabazz Palaces without talking about Diggable Planets first, the jazz hip-hop band from the 90s, because it's led by the same guy, Ishmael Butler. He's been sort of expanding the sound of rap and hip-hop for a long time. In Diggable Planets, he went, you know, into the past. With Shabazz Palaces, it's into space, into the future. Yeah, I love how it feels like they're always just a little bit behind the beat. It makes you, it's that feeling. That's what makes you feel like you're floating in space a little bit. Like time is way more expansive somehow. I've seen them live a couple of times, and they put on an amazing show because they're doing a lot of these things live. A lot of the musical cues, the drum machines, the samples, and they don't build songs, they build pieces. A bunch of little scraps, you know, they're putting together a giant puzzle is basically what it amounts to. Sometimes, like, putting together a puzzle face down.
Thank you.